A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Following On from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, and every day of the India vs England Test Series, bringing you a highlights show from the day at the Test. For a Test Series that promised so much after that spectacular win for England in Hyderabad, things seemed to go from bad to worse. Record defeats, batting collapses, and the constant debate amongst the media and fans over the effectiveness of Bazball. So the teams arrived in Dharamshala with the series no longer alive. India had maintained a relentless pressure over the past three tests, and the visitors seemingly just could not cope. The question was, though, with the series already in the bag and the IPL around the corner, could India keep up that same intensity for one more test? For England, 3-2 sounds an awful lot better than 4-1, and you got the sense that England weren't just playing for pride, they were defending everything their team stood for. Captain Ben Stokes won the toss, he chose to bat. So it's time to head over to our commentary team on TalkSport 2, starting with Neil Manthorpe and Steve Harmison.
Jasprit Bumrah then for the first delivery, and it's outside the off stump, left alone by Zach Crawley. England winning the toss, batting first. Well underway as Barmy Army sings for the final time. Here is Siraj in once again, and this time it is a glorious cover drive, off drive. And it's the first boundary of the innings. Siraj going slightly too full and close enough for Crawley to have all the room that he needed to play a beautiful drive. Seven without loss.
Duckett is climbing into a full wide delivery from Mohammad Siraj. And that has been smashed to the boundary for four. 16 without loss, England, at the start of the sixth over.
Yeah, first time there's been real big width that, you know, it hasn't been swing, that's just fallen off the action of Mohammad Siraj. He's tried to go that little bit fuller, he's trying to swing it back in by looking at the seam position, but he's just lost his wrist a little bit. Give Duckett first chance to get his hands free, and you know, India have bowled a lot of balls coming back into Duckett, ball away from Zach Crawley, but trying to cramp, you know, Ben Duckett for room, trying to swing it back in. The two or three balls that have nipped away from Duckett have probably gone off the seam more than, you know, through the air, but it is swinging.
Bumrah, who is in again, and this just evades a diving gully fielder. Crawley will take four, but there's no doubt about it, Bumrah is all over the England opener. England have yet to lose a wicket, but many more deliveries like this and surely India will strike.
Yeah, Bumrah persevering with that sort of corridor of uncertainty about four and a half stumps with a little bit of movement out. A fraction four on this occasion from Bumrah. Crawley groping outside that off stump, doesn't quite get his feet in place, so he's a little bit on the move, finds a fat outside edge, but fortune favours the brave for Crawley, and it flies off down to third man for four.
Bumrah is back and Crawley is facing, and Crawley expansive on the up drive, which goes square of the wicket, not a million miles away from Shubman Gill, who's now at points, and he'll pick up four runs. And I think Crawley, who was beaten comprehensively on a couple of occasions in the last over, is just thinking, if it's anywhere near me now, it's pitched up, I'm going for it.
Siraj for the fifth ball of the over makes his way in, right arm over. Crawley, big stride into that, and he beats mid off. Ashwin can't get across, and it's away for four. Zach Crawley goes to 23. England go to 35 without loss with a lovely off drive that beats mid off.
Yeah, beautiful shot. Siraj just getting full in length. Zach Crawley jumping all over that. Textbook. Extra cover drive there. Full extension of the arms. Good stride. And once he hit it. Yeah, Ashwin just waving that on, really.
Siraj is in and bowled. And that's a nice shot by Crawley. Stride into the ball. Plays the off drive. And it's wide of mid-off. And again, it's away for four. 43 without loss. Crawley goes to 29. He's played two or three of those so far. And that is, without question, his best shot of the morning so far, that off drive.
Yeah, Mac, it's a repeat of the shot he played in last innings against Siraj. I think it was his second ball. Just got long in length. Jumped all over it. Used his height.
It's very colourful ground, this. A lot of the stadium is red. And the roofs around are different colours as well. Jasper is in. Outside edge of Duckett's bat. Goes through third for four. I mentioned there's three slips and a gully, but there's a bit of a gap to the gully. And that one's a genuine outside edge that flies away for four. Duckett to 17, England 47 without loss.
Little lap sweep now from Duckett. Ashwin in at the pads, and he's basically just guided it through where leg slip would have been. A little gentle little lap sweep. Didn't hit it, used the pace of the ball. He's got four runs, brings up the 50.
Yeah, disruptive from Duckett. He's a very good sweeper, so he gets low, gets underneath the flight of the ball and just helps it where a leg slip would be. Just a little dab off the face. All he knows, because of the pace of the ball, all he's got to do is just get it in that gap. This is part of why Duckett has been so successful in this series. He's trying to change the field. He's trying to second-guess Ashwin. He's trying to make him something. Make him do something he doesn't want to do, which destabilises him.
55 without loss in England. We've had 17 overs, and Kuldeep Yadav is on to bowl his first delivery of the match. And this is cut square of the wicket. And beats the fielder, I think it's Ravichandran Ashwin, who struggles to get down in time. And it means he's got to get that back up onto his feet and chase the ball. It's a lone chase, though. Four runs at two, Crawley. He moves to 35. Duckett, 23. We've got another 50-run partnership for Crawley and Duckett.
Yeah, 50-run partnership. Interesting move, this, from Rohit Sharma to bring Kuldeep Yadav on. You know, Ashwin fielded there, looked as though he's a man of 100 test matches, so we'll give him, you know, we'll give him some dispensation on that one.
And again, Duckett is playing back and drills this down the ground, and this is a good looking shot from Duckett, and quite a Ben Duckett wristy straight drive that goes all along the ground for four. 64 without loss.
My goodness, what a shot this is. Kuldeep Yadav is not somebody that puts lots of extra pace on the ball. It's the wrong one. It goes out the back of the hand. It's spinning into Duckett. Gets deep in the crease, and it's just a back foot punch to mid on. To create the power, to generate the power from ground force through your legs, up through the blade of the bat, through mid on, is wonderful batting. It's such a wonderful player of spin when he gets it right like this, Ben Duckett. Makes it so tough, gives the bowler no length.
As Ben Duckett could be in trouble here, he's tried to go down the ground. It's taken a leading edge, and Shubman Gill, running across from mid-off, has taken a fine two-handed catch over his shoulder, and Duckett has got to go for 27. England lose their first. Kuldeep Yadav has struck in his first over. England 64 for one.
Yeah, good catch from Shubman Gill. It looked as though Ben Duckett's going away from it. It was a ball a little bit thrown above the eye line, but it looked as though Ben Duckett's body weight is going backwards or going towards the leg side. He's trying to hit the ball towards the leg side, and all of a sudden, you know, the ball's just looped up on the offside. It's an excellent catch from Shubman Gill, but it looked as though all the energy was going one way, and he's just, I don't think he's quite got to the pitch of the ball, and because of that, he's just gone for brute force, and unfortunately for Duckett, it's gone straight up in the air.
Crawley is on the front foot, and this is placed nicely to the left of Jadeja, who's got a right old chase on at mid-off. And Jadeja thinks he's going to chase this ball down, but the ball keeps going. And at the last minute, Jadeja puts in a dive, but can't stop body nor ball from hitting the rope and going over it. And that's a good end to the over. 75 for one then, England.
They took three from it, so it's Crawley on strike, who's gone inside out over cover on this occasion. And it's out for four more. The over goes for nine. 84 for one are England after 23 overs here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. Crawley goes to 47 from 63 balls. Pope's got 9 from 17. And England have clearly decided seam is far more dangerous than spin at the moment, because they're going to try and cash in, boys. Slip, Kuldeep, left arm over the wicket, goes in and bowls. And Crawley hits it back past the bowler. Mid-off's not going to get there. There's a long on who is pretty wide but couldn't get around. And it's 50 for Zach Crawley. He's got his fourth 50 of this series. It's his 14th in Test match cricket. He's got 51 from 64. England 89 for 1.
Yes, good from Zach Crawley. Bang straight down the wicket. As you say, always looking to take that positive option, not allowing the bowler to settle. And you said he's had a good series.
Crawley waits for Ashwin, uses his feet, puts him back over his head. That's a huge shot, plenty of hang time on that. That's a massive 6 from Zach Crawley. England go to 98 for 1. Crawley has 59 with the first maximum of the match.
Yeah, that's a fantastic shot. Great use of his feet, Zach Crawley. Comes down early and extends those arms. Got good leverage. And you just watch and admire as it sails. I reckon that's gone at least 100 metres back.
Kuldeep is in. Ollie Pope's run past one and he's stumped by 2 metres. He was playing for turn. It didn't. And Pope just runs past it. And Jurel takes the stumping. England are 100 for 2.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, you'd have seen the reaction of Jahan and myself. England have gifted 2 wickets to India. They were batting nicely. And Ollie Pope just run past one, try to play it on the onside, trying to play for the turn. It's gone the other way. He's not picked it. Jurel, the keeper, was not going to miss this. He's a long way down. There's nothing about that that looks good when he looks back and plays that. And even though England have got 100 in that first session, they've gifted India 2 wickets. 2 wickets which were their downfall. And that's the way you always felt that they were going to get out, was gifting India the wickets.
So, yet another 50-run partnership between Duckett and Crawley. Their 5th of the series. And no opening pair, home or away, has ever made it to 6 on Indian soil. For all England's woes, the openers have been a constant source of strength for England. A consistent weakness, though, has been throwing away wickets at the worst possible time. And Ollie Pope was closer to Ranchi than his own crease when Jurel whipped his bails off in the over before lunch. That wicket levelled the scales ahead of the day's middle session. Crawley and Root at the crease. So how do they get on? This is how the afternoon session unfolded. Jasprit Bumrah then to begin over number 9. And this is pitched up and it comes into the pad of Joe Root, who comes across and clips his ball past Mohammad Siraj, who's quite deep at square leg. But as soon as the ball has gone past the fielder, no chance that's going to be stopped before it hits the rope. Bumrah again, and this is a help find down the leg side. I'm not sure if Root got any bat on this delivery from Bumrah, who hasn't quite got his line right, but with Joe Root operating on that off stump line, it means that he is a little bit of a candidate for a leg before wicket. And Bumrah's tried to spear this in, hasn't quite got it right this time, and that's 4 more runs to the score. Here is Yadav. This is pitched up, and Zach Crawley shakes to come forward. The length is there to drive. He opens the face of the bat and places this ball beautifully along the ground, past extra cover, and away for 4.
Because he's so tall and so powerful, he's going to put those balls away. He doesn't need to dance down the wicket and create anything. And again, he's put away about 4 half volleys that probably aren't half volleys if you're Ben Duckett. Like, Ben Duckett's probably nowhere near the length of those balls.
In goes Jasprit Bumrah over the wicket. Crawley coming forward, opens the blade, guides it down towards third, and will get 4. He goes to 74, England 128 for 2, Harmy.
Yeah, good shot from from Zach Crawley. He's playing away from his body, but I think he's in control. Just opens the face a little bit. Softer hands. Yeah, he's dropped his hands on it.
Final ball of the cool deep over is short, and Joe Root is immediately onto that, savagely pulling it all along the floor through square leg. And Siraj didn't really have that far to go out on the leg side boundary, but didn't get close to it. Root goes to 17. England, after 36 overs, are 136 for two.
Oh, the craftsman at work, Joe Root. This is all about footwork. Gets deep in the crease, gets real deep just outside off stump, but retains energy in his legs, so he's not upright on the pull shot. And it turns almost into a pull sweep in front of square. The deep fielder is at mid-wicket, and it rattles into the fence. It's a wonderful piece of batting from Joe Root. People will watch this on a highlight and just think, oh, it's a rubbish ball and it's back of a lane. But he's had to work so hard on a surface where it's not bounced up into the blade. He's had to retain a good position and smack in front of square hard into the boundary ropes. You would just like to just have a little glimmer in the back of your mind now. You're going, oh, Joe Root looks on here. It's commentator's curse. But we saw him wonderfully in the last game. He just looks in. There's something about grit of any game, but in our game it's Joe Root, and the world is bandied around far too much, but he is a great of the game. When you see him have that steely look in his eye, you see his movement matching up with what his body language is telling you, you just think, cool, let's hope he's on.
I've always thought, not that I had personal experience of this, usually I was standing on the other side of the stumps, but it's the vicious drive that is mistimed that loops back to the bowler that often goes down.
Bowled him! Yadav is through! Crawley's drive was an ambitious and expansive one, and it's ripped back between bat and pad and clipped the top of off stump, and Crawley makes another 70. 79 this time. England are 137 for three.
Yes, batting error again, unfortunately. Kuldeep Yadav, his third wicket, entices him with a bit of flight, but big turn. He's gone for expansive drive, he's gone in between bat and pad, clips leg stump. And Zach Crawley's innings of 79, he'll be disappointed. He got a great start, got England to a good score, but he departs for 79. England 137 for three.
This now with two very experienced players. Johnny Bairstow, 100th game. It is a brave man to bet against Johnny Bairstow, having a very nice day out here. He loves to prove people wrong. He loves the big occasion. A few people saying some nice things today, obviously, with it being the 100, but there have been some question marks for periods in the series, and we know Johnny Bairstow, he likes to answer.
Ooh, back he goes now, Johnny Bairstow, playing on length and flicks it off his pads down towards fine leg, and it's run all the way down to the boundary for four. Well, I tell you what, did you know what? Like moments after I said it's turning quite nicely for the first day of a test match, suddenly thereafter it's turning sideways.
Yeah, and it's always when you get a wicket, the bowler feels more confident. You do something in it. He's not trying to spin it anymore.
Here is Jadeja once again. Bairstow goes airborne and just wide of mid-on. He didn't get hold of that at all. R. Ashwin is the fielder in that direction, but that was a miscue. Was that toe end? I think that was toe end. And it was in the air, and it was at catchable height. Fortunately for him, it was just wide of R. Ashwin at mid-on. Root has 20, Bairstow now 12, and the 150 up for England. 41 overs gone, 152 for three.
Bairstow clubs this full delivery from Kuldeep Yadav. Over his head, one bounce, 456 actually. It's cleared the boundary. Well, I thought it bounced before hitting the ropes, but no, it's gone all the way. So six from the bat of Johnny Bairstow. Bit more width, cut from Root. And there's a chase on by the debutant, Padakal. But there's no one down at third. It was in the air for a second. Four more runs to the score, though, 167 for three.
Just lent back a little bit here, did Joe Root. Ball was just outside off stump. He's trying to open the face. He's putting this purposely behind square. He's let the ball come as late as he possibly can.
Goes on the slog sweep this time, does Bairstow. Clears his front leg and smashes this up over cow corner for six.
Yeah, straight over a man's head in the deep. Again, Kuldeep Yadav has thrown it above the eye line. This one's wider. It doesn't matter how much it spins from there or which way it spins from there. That's Johnny Bairstow's wheelhouse, and bang, straight over the fielder's head for six. said it was going to be box office. It's going to be exciting.
6,000 runs in tests, and has he been dismissed here? Besto coming down the track, and the finger goes up. Besto's been caught behind for 29. Another expansive shot.
He's saying
and,
he hit the ground.
He's decided that he's going to review. Joe Wilson has given this out on the field. Besto disagrees. And so we shall see. Has there been an outside edge or not?
He's adamant he's hit the ground. There was a noise. There was a big noise. It did look... his body language straight away. I always go off clear reaction. His body language straight away suggests for me he hasn't hit this. He's hit the ground.
He's out.
Yeah. There's a spike.
That's incredible. Bat. That just tells you that batters have no idea.
Yeah, but it also tells you that he's in such a mindset that
beans
are going. They're going. Big time going.
Besto's gone. You can almost see the conversation between him and Root. It's my 100th test, not his.
Yeah. His mentor, Jeffrey Boycott. I think that was a bit of boycott in him coming out.
Well, I tell you what, this is close. Besto's been wrapped on the pads. He's been beaten to pass the inside edge, and Rod Tucker's finger has gone up. Root's going to have a little word with Stokes. He's going to implore his captain to say, I think that might be going down the leg side. I'm not so sure. 2 seconds. Well, he's left it too late as well as Root. He's run out of time. He's run out of time, or is Rod Tucker going to take it? I tell you what, this is going to be fascinating, because if Root manages to overturn this decision, the on-field decision is out. To my mind, Root did not refer this decision in time, in the allotted 15 seconds. Rod Tucker's accepted it, so maybe he got a verbal command to do so. Either way, it looks like Joe Root's in a lot of trouble here.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're going up to the big screen. This isn't missing, is it?
Impact in line and wicket sitting, Rod. Wicket sitting.
Joe Root follows Johnny Besto. The slow walk back to the dressing room. Jadeja has struck, and in a blink of an eye, England have lost half of their wickets. Root goes for 26. And England find themselves now in real danger.
Kuldeep goes in. Stokes gets the googly. Taken on the pad. Big appeal. Joe Wilson raises the finger. Stokes looks down the pitch and says to the non-striker, Ben Foulkes, is it worth the review? England have only got one left. They've got to review it. It's the captain. And this to stop them going six down.
Outside off. Impact in line. And wicket sitting. Joel, you can stay with your generation out.
Yeah, it's an absolute beauty from Kuldeep. Middle stump, not quite middle in leg, it's middle stump. And his teammates lift him aloft. Shubman Gill lifts him aloft. He lifts the ball aloft. England lose their final review. And Ben Stokes, the England captain, goes. Kuldeep Yadav, two arms in the air with an absolute beauty. A one that jags away, setting the England captain up, squares him up for the one that comes back. And it's ragged back perfectly. Pitching just on off stump, going on to hit middle stump, three quarters of the way up.
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of wickets at the moment. England needs to stem this flow. Kuldeep in. It's off the back foot, is Hartley. That's a fabulous shot. There's a long on in place, sort of 10 off the boundary, who couldn't get across. It goes gun barrel straight, and Hartley's off the mark with a 4. 179 for 6 after 46 overs. Ashwin around the wicket. Hartley swinging this into the leg side. Clears the front leg and goes and is caught by Devdutt Padikkal on the long on boundary. He took on the leg side field but didn't get it far enough from the man who was out on the deep straight. And England are now 7 down. Hartley goes for 6. Ashwin's got his first wicket. 183 for 7.
And again, it looks reckless. You can see what he's trying to do, Hartley. He's trying to hit the gap at mid-wicket. But the opposite number in Ravi Ashwin is allowed to be smart. He's allowed to have skill. He's allowed to change that angle. And that is what's happened there to basically make that batsman, which is Hartley on this instance, hit it straight where he's got his fielder. Fine piece of bowling from Ashwin. Hartley has gone for 6.
There's a long on and deep mid-wicket in place.
He's edged it and he's caught by Rohit. He doesn't get the big shot out, Mark Wood. He tried to play defensively and it's a two-ball duck. It's 2 wickets in the over and the over spells wow from Ashwin. It's 183 for 8.
Oh, sweet piece of bowling from Ravi Ashwin. He gets a bit more mid-crease here on Wood and he's just got that nice overspin on it, which we know on a first-day surface. Overspin, sometimes it will hit the seam, spend some time in it and rip over leg stump. In this occasion it just bounces, and it bounces big into the outside edge of a forward groping Wood, and a nice easy catch to the captain Sharma at slip. Beautiful piece of bowling from the maestro Ravi Ashwin. And this happens so on and so often in subcontinent conditions. You give somebody a sniff, you give the opposition, you give a 3-spin attack a sniff, a window, wham, they're through you like a steamroller. And you can't give a bloke like Ashwin any sort of a jink in the armour. This is wonderful piece of bowling again from him. He's now got 2. India are right on the front foot.
Oh, and a slog sweep from Shoaib Bashir, and he's hit it pretty well out towards deep mid wicket. And an excellent attempt to field by Mohammad Siraj, but he's unable to get there, diving away to his left. Good slog sweep, that, from Shoaib Bashir. That's a 20-year-old off-spinning batsman playing a 38-year-old off-spinner and playing it rather well.
Yeah, I don't know if this was a thing, Tudes. Fast bowler to fast bowler, but spinner to spinner, he will feel 20 foot taller. He's taller than the mountains in the background right now because he's smacked a legend spinner at the other end. Spinner to spinner, it was always the thing. I'm not going to let him get me out, but wow, I want to smack him for a few. Wonderful shot from the young Bashir.
194 for 8, England have suffered a disastrous session, I'm afraid. From 100 for 1, and Ollie Pope was out just before lunch, so 100 for 2 at lunch, they slipped from 137 for 2 to 175 for 5, 175 for 6, 183 for 7, and 183 for 8. So it's drinks halfway through the second session. Hang on, is it tea?
It's tea.
It's gone very quickly, hasn't it?
An absolute disaster for England. Yet another middle order collapse. 6 wickets falling. Stokes and McCullum had spent the week defending the playing style, but the manner of dismissals for those English players has once again raised a few questions. Of the established bats, only Ben Folkes remained. He struggled to up the tempo with the tail in Ranchi, but could he salvage a respectable score for England here? 250, you feel, a bare minimum. And even that wouldn't be enough. India were ready to strike, so here's how the final session of the day sounded on TalkSport 2. Folks is down the track, and he'll take 4 from the first ball of the evening session, hopefully. That is a sign of things to come as Folkes moves to 12. The score, 198 for 8.
Folkes backs away. Ashwin goes in, and Folkes slogs this through wide mid-on for 4. Go on, they didn't bounce a huge amount, and he was able to beat the man at mid-on, and it'll go away for a boundary. So that is 12 from the over. 206 for 8, England here on TalkSport 2 has ripped the heart out of this one. Bumrah goes in. It's a shortish ball. Folkes pulls into the leg side. Doesn't get all of it. Sort of sand wedges it. Oh, no, and Ashwin It went over his head. He was chasing it back. He's gone to get the slide in to try and pull it back and has made a mess of it. And it goes for four. So, folks, although he didn't get it off the complete meat of the bat,
all runs gratefully received at the moment from an England point of view. Bumrah goes in.
Bashir? Well, that's a stylish late back cut, if ever I saw one. It maybe wasn't meant to go between second slip and gully, but I tell you what, he's hit it pretty well. He goes to double figures, 11 not out after 218 for 8.
He's played that with great composure, hasn't he? Really? Like a top-order batsman. He's played it really late.
Ashwin to start the new over. Folks, has gone down to play the sweep from a foot outside of off stump. And it's ricocheted back onto his stumps, down the leg side effectively. It goes down as bowled. Folks is the ninth man out for 24. But he's taken a ball from outside of his off stump by about 30 centimetres and helped it around the corner onto the timbers. And it went flap of the pad onto gloves. And that momentum of the shot takes the ball back towards the stumps and trickles into the timbers. And the bails fall off. And folks cannot believe his luck. There have been some batters today who've given it away. Folks certainly can't add his name to that list because that's a freakish dismissal. But England on 9 down for 218.
Ashwin with 3 for run, his 100th test match.
Anderson swings hard into the leg side and is caught by Panikkal. And it's a 4 for Ashwin in his 100th test. There's a big presentation before play started. His children and wife were out there. And he now will remember this test match for 4 wickets in the first innings. And he's taken 2 in an over again. 2 in 4 balls on this occasion. James Anderson is the man dismissed. India have done a job on England. 137 for 2 in the 37th over to 218 all out in 57 overs and 4 balls. England blown away in the shadow of the Himalayas. Well, they've got a mountain to climb now, because 218 ain't competitive in any form of test match cricket. It might just about get you something in a T20 more often than not, but it ain't going to do you much in a test match. England winning the toss, 218 all out.
Wood in again, and oh, Rohit plays a beautiful back foot cover drive. Goodness me, what a shot for 4. Just so Rohit Sharma. Just what the Indian captain does. That probably his trademark shot.
Yeah, and it'd be shot of the day. And they're only 1.5 overs into the day, and already Rohit's played the shot of the day. Mark Wood just a touch under 149 in pace. And he's just used the pace, back foot punch, not overhit it. Caressed it as he does right, Sharma, through the covers. Beautiful shot.
6 for none. Here is Mark Wood once again. Short ball hooked away by Rohit Sharma for 6 over backward square leg. Well, it is a profitable shot for him, but he does get out to it more often than many other openers. But he keeps playing it. And so Wood was right to try him, to take him on. And, well, Rohit Sharma has replied emphatically.
Yeah, good bouncer. Good bouncer, well directed. Could it have been a touch higher if you want to be critical? Possibly not. Right area, but Rohit Sharma's not thinking of anything other than hitting this into the stand.
Oh, what a back foot cover drive from Rohit Sharma. That's even better than the one he played in Mark Wood's previous over. That has raced away for 4. But he's played that like Tom Moody, like he's 6'8", not 6 foot.
Yeah, he got on the top of his toes here. He ride the bounce. It had a little bit of bounce. And it's a beautiful back drive, back cut. It opens up the blade. Races to the boundary as quick as it came onto the bat.
Pitched up and driven straight down the ground by Sharma. It's a slow jog by the fielder at mid-on. No chasing that. Beautiful shot from Sharma. India move to 22 without loss.
Oh, beautiful, Rohit Sharma. Balance, class, but time to burn, and just leans on a quickish ball from Mark Wood, full of length, on the stumps and just leans and pushes it through mid on. Classical, effortless, almost a bit nonchalant from Rohit Sharma. Beautiful, beautiful shot through long off.
Bashir is in. Joshua comes down the pitch and launches him over long off for six. Lands about 10 rows back in the stands. Jaiswal was just waiting and waiting, then sounded the bugle, doubles his score in one shot. He goes to 12 out of India's 32 without loss. This one's on the stumps and this one's disappeared as well. Back over the bowler's head. 6-0, 6-6. And Bashir's first over goes for 18. India of 44 without loss.
Hartley
in. Rohit turns around the corner off of the back foot out towards mid-wicket and Zach Crawley can't get there. It was really well timed. There was no massive power in the shot. It was all timing. He whips it away onto the leg side and the Indian 50 is up. It's second, 11 overs and four balls, 52 without loss, chasing England's 218 all out.
And one thing you'll get when Rohit Sharma's batting is timing, and he's timed the absolute pants off that. Fantastic shot, just rocking back on the back foot, hitting it on the leg side. Zach Crawley tearing after it, but no chance.
Hartley in. Oh, Rohit's taking him into the leg side on this occasion. It'll land 15 metres inside the road, bounce a couple of times, and it's four more to Rohit, four more to India. Rohit's got 30, India 56 without loss after 12 overs.
That's short from Hartley. That is not a good delivery, and that's been hit for six as well. And that one deserved it. That was a poor delivery, and it got what it deserved.
Yeah, that was a poor ball, and that was a long off.
Sweep shot from Jaiswal. Hit it hard, power sweep, rather than a lap sweep or a tickle sweep, and he's got four runs for it. Gosh, he hit that hard.
Again, the execution. He knows where the fielder is, and he's hitting the ball where the fielders are not. That is how you score runs. It's a great shot. He's gone up there. He's reached it. He knows that the square fielder is in front, so he's hit it extremely hard behind. And now Ben Stokes has to decide whether he manoeuvres that fielder. And that is your job as a batsman. Manoeuvre the field and hit the ball where the gaps are. It's great batsmanship.
Round the wicket from Bashir, and down the track is Jaiswal, and he drives handsomely past mid on and away for four. And that's what I mean about this guy. He's just watching and he's watching and then he just goes. More often than not, it pays off. He's drawn level with his skipper. Both are on 42. Bashir might be wondering about the meaning of life right now. And India moving on. Touch Fuller on the leg side. Clipped away. This could be another boundary. It is. Big expanse at mid-wicket. And Jaiswal goes past his skipper. He's 46 now. And India in absolute control. 3-1 up. This is the final of five tests at matches. They trail by just 130. They're 88 without loss.
Yeah, same again. It's gone up out of the hand. This time a little bit fuller, a little bit straighter.
Down the track is Rohit. And he just evades Anderson at a deepish at mid-on. Anderson, for a second there, turned and then half-heartedly jumped to try and catch the ball. He knew it was sailing too high over his head. Hartley was interested, but at the end result is another four to the score. Down the track and stumped! Bashir gets his man! He's gone for a little bit of flight. Possibly watching Kuldeep Yadav earlier today, tossing it up above the eye line. And Jaiswal, who went back-to-back at boundaries, going for a third successive big shot. He's down the track, he misses the ball, Folks does the rest, and he's got to go for 57. Well done, Shoaib Bashir. Down the leg side, that's a poor ball from Bashir, and he'll get punished as Gill just carries on with the shot on the sweep, really. And four runs that added to the score, so he gets off the mark with the boundary. 110 for one, England.
Here's Shoaib Bashir again. Slog sweep! Beautifully played by Shubman Gill. Half an hour to go before the close of play, 20 minutes actually, and he slog swept him for six. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, if it's in the slot, it's on its way.
Yeah, this is beautiful batting, Shubman Gill.
129 for one, and slog sweep. They haven't decided that they'll come back tomorrow intact. They're going to score some more runs. Shubman Gill just waits, and so he knows exactly, doesn't he? He just picks the slot ball so early, and slog sweep for six, second time in two overs.
Rohit Sharma turns this one away through mid-wicket and completes his 50.
50 for the India captain. And 77 balls. India going well. Just 102 runs behind now at 116 for one.
Yeah, and it looks like he's just gone almost into defensive mode for a period of time. And he's still striking at 64. Rohit Sharma's going up and down the gears. He tucked into a bit of wood. He's had his moments against the spin. But he's just an elegant, beautiful player who trusts his defence, but also he's got a wonderful attacking ability. The Indian captain leading from the front.
And a day, Gareth Baddy, in which England will have to doff their caps to the hosts and say, you've outplayed us.
So it was a pretty dreadful day's Test cricket if you're an England fan. After bowling England out for 218, Jaiswal and Rohit Sharma proving what a brilliant pitch it is to bat on with a brutal century partnership. India's first opening partnership that has gone past 100 in the series so far, coming at the worst possible time for England. And whilst Jaiswal may have fallen before the close, it's difficult to see India capitulating tomorrow in the way England did today. India trailing by 83 runs, and they won't be looking to bat twice in Dharamshala. This one could get ugly. But tomorrow is another day, I suppose, and you can still catch it all tomorrow on TalkSport 2 or on the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel. Or you just come back here and get the highlights or lowlights delivered straight to your podcast feed. Until then, bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.